and lasting well-being always start from our soul and then move on to bodily matters. And comfort providing technology always reaches its perfection when it is no longer needed. And true satisfaction can be only achieved when we find a way to relate to what it is perfect. And what we come to realize always begin to resemble the medium that we have used to accomplish them. And paradoxically, we ought to be slaves of ourselves in order to be free from others. And a safe decision is always the wisest, but only after having put all of ourselves at risk. And what is behind the simple attractive interface of corporations are a very sophisticated captivation of the individual soul. And in order to be able to have a productive relationship, we need to learn to treat things for what they are, including ourselves. And the way society is held together, it's through the communication of its members, and the more this communication is amplified, the higher the risk for civil war. And it is not a problem of having too much power, nor a problem of lacking knowledge, but among the decision makers, the problem is the lack of common sense. We have to expose ourselves to see that what we want to achieve is possible, but then have to hide in order to realize it. And only getting a deep feeling of the natural cycles, we can figure out how to activate or put to rest our soul. And as we gain power, we ought to keep humbling ourselves in order to keep up with our sensibility. And while living under the most powerful, we should always assist its victims and live like them. And to avoid any redundancy and keep genuine, we always ought to go on to a natural exploration. And in the social environment we see a great variety, but if we dig in we see the same elements repeated over and over. And the actual content would not matter if the actual labor around it is very high. And to be a bear, one doesn't need to be constantly on the run like a deer. And simplicity is the result of a most complex elaboration that only time can execute. And once our spiritual achievement has been defined, we can go through all the imperfections without being altered. And with a new offspring, we ought to return to the motherland we have left in search for our lost fathers. And once our mystic development is concluded, back in the social cave, we will be no longer affected by its projections. And we can become a mountain of spirituality, only rejecting the social competitions. And any new creature that is unable to regenerate itself will only bring destruction of the other creatures. And the true essence of our existence is to create and take care of our creations so that they can also recreate. And every complete structure ought to have a part dedicated to fussy, unlogical randomness. And while in the end we ought to incline towards one or the other pole, it is only in the center that we can empathize with both, and we can go back to the corruption we have escaped to use it as our future fertilizer. And we can either be shaped by what is projected on us or shaped by what we can project from within. And we think we know what it is, but if we experience it again, it's going to be different. And all the additives we use to live shinier and for longer is really what intoxicate our soul. And ultimately we ought to elevate ourselves closer enough to the source of life. And we should not attempt to create a new culture out of the new artificiality surrounding us, but take this artificiality and try to relate it back to nature. And while reasoning about rights is too emotional, decisions should be taken based on our human nature. Surrounding ourselves with craftsmanship, we can keep our humanity alive. And unless we spiritually wake up, all the fakeness that is projected on us, we project onto others. And we shouldn't go for the reputation of something, but simply go for something we feel as fresh. And the highest form of poetry is to abandon the fields down in the plateau and attempt to build our own field up in the wild. And we ought to accept that what is scientifically proven is and will be discredited by time. And the more we break from the society that turns us identical, the more we can mature our identity. And genius emerges from the inventiveness one is able to apply in a fairly confined space. And the more we fall into a class of prejudices, the more we are tempted to execute them. And what is organic is doomed to die, and yet if we take care of it, it will outlive anything that is inorganic. And our body can lie in the lowest depression, and yet it is our mind that has to be elevated at the highest altitudes. And once our spiritual duty is being fulfilled, we can be remissive for anything else. When something is about to die, we activate to rescue it, while with something immortal, we just forget about it. And having established channels to get resources from the social environment, we shall aim to live in the natural environment. And the perfect balance is always created between a strategy of taking and a final strategy of giving. And the further we go, the more our nature will surprise us. And our main worry should be to create something so spiritual to transcend all worldly worries. We establish a spiritual environment within us, we will no longer be affected by the environment around us, but quite the contrary. And the order killing our lives can only be set to disorder by a new order from within. And the secret of eternal success is to get spiritually distracted in order not to get worldly obsessed. And our soul gets ready to produce only if it has a channel to transmit and an audience to receive. And once we delineate the little we have to give every day, there will be a lot at the end of our productive life. And understanding our nature is the secret to keep ourselves not too much nor too little active. And the bigger the establishment gets, the smaller the poetry that can be. When the Dionysian part migrates from the Apollonian, a form of self-destructive fascism inevitably arises. And as data is taken from the poor to the rich, the new Robin Hood takes this data back to the poor.